The firing of Shirley Sherrod has irritated an old wound. For years, many African-American farmers have been charging the USDA with discrimination. During the Clinton administration, Congress approved a billion-dollar settlement for a group of black farmers. A second settlement, covering those left out of the first, has been approved but not yet funded by Congress. Still, the USDA faces thousands more discrimination lawsuits. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack appeared crestfallen yesterday as he apologized for the bungled firing of Shirley Sherrod, in part because it raised issues he'd been doing his best to settle during his year-and-a-half tenure at the department.
I was very sensitive and remain sensitive to the civil rights issues involving this department. When you're dealing with tens of thousands of claims, it is something that needs to be resolved, that hasn't been resolved, and must be resolved.
Those tens of thousands of claims come from minority farmers, mostly blacks, but also Latinos and women. They charge they've been discriminated against over the years by the USDA, denied timely loans to buy seeds and equipment, loans that were granted to white farmers. John Boyd is president of the National Black Farmers Association.
This is what we call the last plantation. It's the last federal arm in this country to integrate. The United States Department of Agriculture, they filed lawsuits in federal court to prevent black workers from coming to work once they integrated. That's the history of the United States Department of Agriculture.
I spoke to Boyd on the lawn of the Capitol, where he came today up from his farm in Mecklenburg County, Virginia, to lobby Congress. Boyd was one of those discriminated against. In 1994, he was denied loans by a USDA agent in Richmond, Virginia, by the name of James Garnett.
He was found guilty of discrimination, and he kept his job. And, you know, so when I watched that thing with Ms. Sherrod on television, I said, look how fast they got rid of her when the allegation was her discriminating against a white farmer. And when Mr. Garnett spit on me, tore my application up, said he did all these things, nothing happened. So that could be very frustrating for, you know, a black person who's been out here 26 years fighting discrimination.
In 1999, the government agreed to a class action settlement of over $1 billion for African-American farmers. Some 16,000 farmers, including Boyd, received a share of the money. But tens of thousands of others were denied claims because they filed too late. 2 years ago, Congress agreed to fund another settlement, but they didn't appropriate the money. The House has acted twice this year to set aside the funds, most recently in a bill funding the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. But the Senate has refused to go along. John Boyd.
I'm frustrated today that I'm still begging for votes in the Senate for something that should have been done years ago. And I'm frustrated to see that this country, the country that we live in, we still have not overcome race relations in this country.
In Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, Willard Tillman spoke to me on his cell phone from the farmers market where he's brought some of his produce to sell.
Watermelons, cantaloupe, squash, greens, cabbage, tomatoes, okra.
Tillman is also waiting for the second settlement to get funded. He says, though, that the money will come too late for some black farmers.
A lot of the people that are deserving of this have died, man, They will never receive any of the benefits or receive the justice that they needed to have during their lifespan.
Tillman hopes the attention paid to the Sherrod episode will lead Congress and the Obama administration to come up with the money to settle the discrimination suits. Agriculture Secretary Vilsack says he's been working with the Senate to find the funds and hopes it gets done quickly. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.